So how about new developments in the second line?
For a long time, second line was the large unmet need in liver cancer. We did have sorafenib. We wanted to improve on that. But we didn't have much to do when patients progressed on sorafenib. There was nothing that was proven to improve survival. And again, we went through a series of negative phase 3 studies until the RESOURCE study with regorafenib. And regorafenib, I think people are probably familiar with. It's not too dissimilar from sorafenib. You know, it's a potent VEGFR inhibitor. Also hits TIE2 and RET. And, you know, we designed this study a little late in the course of the other phase 3 studies, and we learned a little bit about second-line liver cancer, what to expect for survival, what some of the important prognostic factors are second-line. And this study took patients who had confirmed radiographic progression on sorafenib. So it didn't take patients who were sorafenib intolerant. And it was always a problem for a drug that doesn't induce responses like sorafenib. What is progression? It improves survival by delaying progression. So we used RESIST criteria for progression, you know, more than 20% increase from baseline or new lesions. And patients had to tolerate a minimum dose of sorafenib to come on study. And again, what surprised a lot of people is because regorafenib is used in colon cancer in late line, and there the sense is that this is a toxic drug in that population, there was some concern about how well it would be tolerated in the liver cancer population. But in reality, it was tolerated quite well. About half the patients tolerated the full dose, which was 160 milligrams, 3 weeks on, 1 week off. And this was a blinded study that showed that with documented progression on sorafenib, continuing to regorafenib improved survival. And the hazard ratio here was 0.63. Survival went from about, I think, 7.5 months to just over 10 months. And this was the first phase 3 study in liver cancer in second line or any indication and led to the global approval of regorafenib. Recently, and I alluded to this before, we looked at survival of patients and some other outcomes for patients in this study. So for patients who started sorafenib, progressed, and then went on to the RESOURCE study, survival in the treatment arms was 26 months versus 19 months in the control arm. And, you know, that is an interesting data set. That number of 26 months overall survival for Barcelona C disease is not a number we've seen before, and I think suggests how we're starting to change the natural history of liver cancer with the introduction of active agents. The other thing that was looked at is toxicity based on prior dose of sorafenib. So whether you were on full dose of sorafenib or less than full dose, the toxicities with regorafenib were very comparable.
Is this your standard second-line therapy after sorafenib at this point?
At this time, yes. I mean, other than a clinical trial.